You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
There's a story that's out about people's dream job. And the way they did this research is kind of interesting. They did, and this is worldwide, so it's not just the US of A. But what they did is they looked at targeted online search results where people were typing in how to be a blank, which maybe doesn't mean, I mean, people could be researching for something else, but I think that's a pretty good indicator that somebody has an interest personally in doing something. So let me, because I've told you a million times, when I was a kid, my dream job was to be an architect. Mm-hmm. And I even signed up for a drafting / architecture class in high school. And then I had to drop it before first day of school just because it didn't work out with my schedule. Then I got into radio and that was the end of that. Mm-hmm. So I never became an architect. But what did you, have you told me what your dream job was?
I think we've talked about it. It was an actor. I mean, that was my big push. You know, I did the theater all through high school and mostly college. I got an agent at one point.
It's not too late, you know.
I did acting classes on the side. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
No, it's
They're always
not.
Looking for mature actors.
Right. Well, thank you. I thought about that.
I wasn't talking about mature like your personality. I was talking about
mature. Sure, yes, I get it. No, I totally get
physically.
It. You know, they need dads. They need dad bods, you know, in some of these movies now. But, you know, that never panned out. But, hey, I got into some sort of entertainment field, and here we are now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So still followed that dream.
Still fell into it somehow. Yeah.
So I feel like I have two jobs, and I adore them both so much. I feel very fortunate because we talk to people on the phone. And occasionally we'll say, well, you know, they'll say, oh, I'm going to work. And we'll be like, you sound like you don't like it. Like, oh, I hate my job.
I'm in accounting.
Ugh. Yeah, and I feel bad because I'm hogging two different careers that I just love, love, love. And one of them showed up on this list of the top 20 dream
jobs.
Dancer.
Dancer came in number three.
That's it. I'm a dancer. Number three. No, writer was number two. And
yeah,
I see
that.
A lot of people have that desire. They're just afraid to try it. Number one was pilot. What do you think of that?
Surprising.
Yeah.
That is surprising. That's not one that you really hear people like talk about. Like, I just want to fly planes. Be a pilot.
My father, when I was early teens, my dad tried to map out, you know, he didn't push me, but he tried to map out in my brain a great life. He goes, you need to go to the Air Force Academy, then get out of the academy, do like 4 to 6 years, you know, your duty in the Air Force as a pilot. And then you leave there, you got your benefits, then you go and work for an airline, you become a pilot. Mm-hmm. They make great money.
Get benefits there.
Benefits, travel the world. He goes, that's
not a bad flight plan
for
your career.
That's right. He filed my flight plan. He goes, Dominic, that would be a great life for you.
Yeah.
And I didn't do any of it.
Nope.
So I became a stupid radio guy.
But, it's funny if you look at the list, though. A lot of them are in the entertainment industry. I mean, writer, yeah, that's entertainment. Dancer, YouTuber.
Oh, yeah.
Actor, influencer, singer, DJs on there, you know, in the top 11.
Oh, I didn't even notice DJ.
Yeah, so it's a lot of the entertainment fields. Blogger, then further down the list, doctor, professor, firefighter, judge, lawyer, attorney.
Now, I kind of laughed.
All the biggies.
When I saw a judge.
Judge.
My dream job is to be a judge.
No.
I guess because they wield a lot of power.
I guess. I don't know. I wouldn't want to be a judge because I feel like there's a lot of people out to get you, unfortunately, you know, because of your rulings. I feel like that's somewhat of a dangerous job. I don't know. Are people looking to do their dream jobs in their 40s still? 40s, 50s?
Maybe that's when some people finally do pursue it because they don't have... Maybe the kids are grown and gone, if they had kids. Maybe they're not even in a relationship. But they've maybe established themselves. Maybe they've saved some money. And so they're able to, with the wisdom and experience that they have, to pivot into something that would be more of a dream job. Like, I have a friend of mine. I see that flight attendant is number 15 on the list. She's definitely in her 40s, and she just now shifted and took a job.
I think I know who you're talking
as
about.
As a flight attendant.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And she just started.
She's got a smile on her face and all of her pictures.
She's very happy.
On Facebook. Yeah.
Very happy.
I don't know. I don't know how I could. I just want to work as little as possible and make the most I can. Well, I don't, not like working comfortably, I guess, like from home or just being smart with how you're making your money.
Mm-hmm.
It's different when you get older. You don't have like a dream job, but you just start realizing the other ways, the other opportunities to make money that's easy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why I've been talking about my vending machines. You know, you get five of those that make $3,000 a month and you're sitting pretty. You're doing just fine.
Hmm. Well,
granted, you got repairs and product and stuff, but
you go around and service them. It gets you out of the house. And
what
while
is
you're
that,
doing
a couple
it,
hours a day?
You can put on some headphones and listen to a podcast.
Well,
and
you're stocking Twizzlers? Why not, man? It's easy peasy.
Anyway, just some food for thought. We will post. Have we posted this on our Facebook page?
I did not.
Maybe what we'll do is we'll post the story on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy. That way you can click on it and you can see the list of the top 20, or maybe they have more in the online story. I don't know. And, you know, maybe it gives you something to think about.
Yeah, or shoot for.